Masechet Menachot, Perikur Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah says, Kola Menachot, Yesh Bahen Maaseh Keli Bafnim, Ve'en Bahen Maaseh Keli Bahutz. When talking about Menachot, the halakha is as follows, a general rule. Whatever prep has to be done inside the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash, you have to use a Keli. That means you have to use a Klesharet, a sanctified vessel. It has to be done inside the courtyard, specifically because it has to be, because the item is sanctified, and therefore you have to treat it with all the sanctity that it needs by using a Klesharet. But any prep that does not have to be done inside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, you need to use the Klesharet. It can be done even on a board. You could apply that to the Lechem HaPanim, which we mentioned earlier. Lechem HaPanim, some of it, the kneading and the shaping, could be done outside the courtyard, so therefore it could be even done on a board. You don't have to have the klesharet being used. But the baking has to be done in the courtyard, so therefore the oven has to be a sanctified utensil. Now we'll give the measurements for the shtei lechem and lechem HaPanim. Ketzad, how were the shtei lechem and lechem HaPanim made? And what were the dimensions of each loaf? Shtei HaLechem Orkan Shiv'ah, V'rochban Arba. The shtei lechem was 7 tefachim long and 4 tefachim wide, each one of them. V'kadnotehen Arba Etzba'ot. And their horns, which is basically the corners of each one of them, were 4 fingers long, 4 Etzba'ot long. Basically, the shtei lechem was a rectangle, the shape, each loaf, and the corners had a piece of dough attached to them that protruded upwards. This is a halakha Moshe Mesinai. It's a tradition that we have dating back to Har Sinai. Lechem HaPanim, the Lechem HaPanim, the 12 loaves of Lechem HaPanim, Orko Asara V'Rochbo Hamisha, was 10 tefahim long by 5 tefahim wide, V'Karnotav Sheva Etzpaot, and the corners of each one of them, the horns, were 7 Etzpaot, 7 fingers long. The width of a finger is what we're going by. Now we'll have a memory aid to help us remember the measurements. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shelo Titeh, a way that you don't confuse the dimensions of one for the other. We have an abbreviation to help us remember the measurements. Zadad Yehaz, Zayin Dalad Dalad, Yud He Zayin. So the first one, Zayin Dalad Dalad, is the dimensions of the Shtei Lechem. Zayin is 7. And the Dalids are 4-4. So we have the 7, which is the length, 7 tefahim, the width, 4 tefahim, and the corners are 4 etzba'ot each. When talking about the Yud, He, and the Zayin, that's talking about the Lechem HaPanim. The Lechem HaPanim, Yud, He, Zayin, 10-5-7, that corresponds. 10 tefahim was the length, the width was 5 tefahim, and then the 7, the Zayin, is 7 etzba'ot on each loaf. Rabbi Yehuda is familiar to us in terms of mnemonics. When it comes to the makot, he says, Desach Adash Ba'ahab, famously the 10 makot that we say in the Haggadah Shul Pesach. Ben Zoma Omer, Ben Zoma tells us why the shape of Lechem HaPanim had had this unique shape. V'natata ala shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid. The pasuk says, you should place the lechem panim on the shulchan, on the table, before me always. Sheyehe lo panim. The word panim here tells us that the bread should have a face, that should have faces, should have many surfaces. So according to how we read it over here, I was saying that Ben Zoma says that you have to have many faces. Lechem panim has to have faces and corners, according to this. And therefore, we'll continue to explain that each one, Lechem HaPanim, is folded in a certain way that you create as many corners and faces as possible.